Next, we have letters from the Evening News, which this week cover a variety of topics. First bag is William Edney of Causton, who writes about the road to nowhere. Do the people of Norfolk and the residents of Norwich really want to become the epithet of the county with the road to nowhere? Now that the government has potentially the money to finish the missing link of the NDR, hopefully the hysteria will finally die down and give the silent majority and the city what is sensibly required.
Doug Fulcher of Thorpes and Andrew comments on blue badge parking issues. It was reported recently that blue badges were being misused in a great number of cases across Norfolk, something that most of us have been aware of for some time. In the report, it was stated the holders of these concessional blue badges entitle the holder to park on single or double yellow lines for up to 3 hours in vehicles they drive or travel in. Would someone like to explain how a vehicle regarded as dangerously parked on yellow lines can suddenly become undangerous simply because it was a little plastic blue notice tucked under the windscreen? I'm very curious to know.
Patriotism and flying the flag of St George has Paul Smith of Norwich writing in. I have just read with disgust that the Julian Hospital in Beauthorpe Road had to get permission to fly the flag of St George so that they could show some patriotism to this country. Every other country on this earth fly their national flags with pride, but here we have to get permission, unless, it seems to me, it is a flag from a European country or a pride flag, and then nothing is said. It is about time that all authorities start flying our national flags from prominent buildings and show pride in this country for a change.
William Bussinger of Norwich writes of support for free bus travel. Let me add my support to Norwich City Council's suggestion that bus travel in the city should be made free. Road space is at a premium. Buses carry far more people than a car and are therefore far more efficient in use of road space. We need to encourage people to switch from cars to buses. In central London, the reduction in car usage because of the congestion charge has meant that buses and other traffic moves far more quickly than before. If Norwich is not to introduce a congestion charge to make buses more attractive, making bus travel free is an alternative option. An increase in bus usage with additional services to meet the increased demand will benefit those who cannot drive or cannot afford to drive and other existing bus users. It also has benefits for those car drivers switching to buses and all remaining car and commercial traffic users who benefit from less congested roads. Less congested roads also benefit cyclists and pedestrians. So free bus travel, already enjoyed by many retired people, will be part of the answer to a safer, less polluting, more sustainable and faster road transport system.
The final letter in this week's postbag comes from Janice Rainsford of Wyndham, who thinks we don't need time slots for recycling. I am unhappy with the Norfolk County Council's proposal to create time slots in which the public can dump their rubbish at recycling centres. I see no reason for this intrusion into what appears to be a well-run activity. This could scupper any spontaneity in taking rubbish to the tip. Many people will not be able to store their rubbish while awaiting a time slot, and this could lead to fly tipping. I would ask NCC to rethink this untimely proposal and allow the public to be able to organise their own lives when they can visit the tip. Many people do not have access to the internet. Will an automated phone call be easy to negotiate? I look forward to viewing a consultation if and when this proposal comes to fruition.